Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Mental Node. Wake up, baby. It's the weekend. Thanks for joining me this morning. And guys, I really want to apologize. I know you've probably been tuning in, looking for the show, 9:30 in the morning. Week has been just crazy. The new year has started off with a bang. And so I apologize, but I'm right here for you, 9:30 a.m. every morning. Actually, you know what? I'm considering changing the time because Mental Note is all of your current events, open discussion on entertainment, news, music, movies, fashion, and more. And so I'm thinking that maybe we should go to the evening, to nighttime. So I'm looking at a 10 o'clock p.m. slot, guys. So keep that in mind, and I will let you know as soon as I make the change and if I make the change, because I think because we want to hear hip-hop on this show and and some other things, and we want to talk to some interesting people, and we want to have some interesting conversations, and, you know, something should be said probably when the sun goes down. Okay, it's your girl Purpose Vision right here on Blog Talk Radio. The guest call-in number is 347-215-8667 if you want to talk to me this morning. Check this out, guys. First and foremost on my mind, of course, is the next president of the United States, Mr. Barack Obama. He won, guys, the Iowa caucuses. So, yay for Barack, okay? And guess what? It was largely to young voters, people under 30. Imagine that. Says here, MTV.com, that they turned out in record numbers, filling churches and community centers and elementary schools named after Warren G. Harding, confounding pundits, and busting the 2008 race for the White House wide open. More than 65,000 Iowa voters under the age of 30 took part in Thursday's Democratic and Republican caucuses. Three times the number that turned out for the 2004 caucus. All right, according to the Center for Information and Research on Civic Learning and Engagement, that's who reported that, guys. The majority of those under 30 voters were participating in the caucus for the first time, and the number who voted Democrat, more than 52,000, made up 22% of the party's total vote, about twice as many as typically take part in caucuses. So, you know what, the real election, you know, when it's time to really vote in November, not even here yet. But people are being very proactive. Barack Obama is the next president of the United States. It is what it is, all right, guys? It's a new day. And check this, Britney Spears, bless her heart, seems here that Kevin Federline will temporarily receive sole custody of the kids. Britney Spears' hospitalization may have destroyed a custody case, legal experts say. So she's having so many problems, you know, with the alcohol. And I don't know if Britney's having a nervous breakdown or, you know, what the deal is. But, yeah, she needs to get a hold on that because it looks like her kids are going to be with Kevin Federline. Guys, I also have a Mountains Winged moment for you this morning. I will be giving you that a little bit later in the show. Again, that call-in number is 347-215-8667 if you'd like to call in. Did speak to Camille, guys. Remember the hip-hop artist that I was going to have on the show New Year's, which has also been the continuous show playing. He will be on the show very soon. Unfortunately, that night when he was calling in, there was technical difficulty here on Blog Talk Radio, so we couldn't get a connection. So, guys, I will have it just like I promised, Camille, C-A-M-I-L, right here on Mental Note very soon, very soon. So stay tuned, and I will keep you informed as to when that's going to happen. Okay, guys? Thanks for listening, and I will be right back with more of your current events, entertainment news, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more right here on Blog Talk Radio. Stay right where you are.
Some people live for the fortune. Some people live just for the fame. Some people live for the power, yeah. Some people live just to play the game. Some people think that the physical things define what's within. And I've been there before. Bad life's a bore, so full of the superficial.
Some people want it all, but I don't want nothing at all. If it ain't you, baby, if I ain't got it, you, baby. Some people want to stop me. some people need the other open. And that's the only way you prove your love is
baby.
Hand me the world on a silver platter.
For sticking around, guys. It's your host, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. See, here Method Man turns Rastafarian for Sundance Film, makes his move on HBO's The Wire. Between juggling the indie film, The Whackness, the TV drama, and other acting gigs, Meth is four songs deep into a new LP, so be looking for that. Also, guys, Monica's getting ready to come out with another album, too, here real soon. So be sure to, you know, be watching out for that. Monica, you guys know Monica, R&B singer right here from the A. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about Method Man. Seems like he's on his way to the Sundance Film Festival in 2 weeks, where he'll be sitting in on the screen of his latest film, The Whackness. It's cool as shh, he said of the film, which also co-stars Ben Kingsley and Mary-Kate Olsen, and was directed by up-and-comer Jonathan Levine. This guy feels his life is whack. The lead character is played by Josh Peck, and it's the story of a high school student who's about to graduate that's addicted to pot. His psychiatrist is also a drug addict that's played by Ben Kingsley. Peck falls in love with Ben Kingsley's daughter, who's also a drug addict. Peck comes for advice, from his supplier, who is me, which is Method Man. This is Method talking, guys. I play a Rastafarian drug dealer. I really transformed. I hired my own coach. The dialogue they had was so Hollywood Jamaican, it was ridiculous. The person I worked with went in and wrote it over. Meth, who also has a role in the upcoming spoof film, Meet the Spartans, said he's trying to be diverse as possible in Hollywood. After How High, everybody wanted me to do comedy, he explained. In addition to his work as Melvin Cheese Wagstaff on the gritty HBO series The Wire, Method recently had a stint as a murderous all-around bad dude on Law & Order. I don't like following behind other rap N-I-G, you guys can figure out the rest. But I found out the show's producers hired a lot of mother, and you can figure out the rest of that too. Bleep is from The Wire, he explained. So they probably seen my Wire reel and was like, let's blank F you, you know, with this dude. Okay. Bleep, bleep, and bleep. Although Meth is upset that The Wire hasn't received the attention it deserves from the Emmys, he is elated about the reception of the fans and the critical acclaim it has received during its 5-season run. The show gets real deep this season, he promised. It's not to be missed. Cheese, he's that N-I-G, he added of his nefarious character. Cheese is making his move in season 5. He's a survivor. All right, Meth. Seems like he's doing a lot, got a lot on his plate, doing a lot of acting and whatnot. And guys, I just want to take a moment and send my condolences out to Frank Ski and his family. Frank Ski does the morning show here in Atlanta on V103. His grandmother passed. So just want to take a moment and send our prayers and condolences out to Frank Ski and his family. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Mental Note right here on Blog Talk Radio. It's your girl, Purpose Vision. This is your open discussion on entertainment news, current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. Be sure to tune in Sunday morning for Divine Time. It's your morning prayer and inspiration right here on Blog Talk Radio, 9:30 a.m. and also 6:30 p.m. tomorrow night. Purpose Vision, the show, all things real estate. If you want to know how to stage your property, how to buy property, where to buy property, where to invest, any and everything, what are the current interest rates? You know, is the market really slow? Because you can't believe all the hype all the time. People are still buying and selling property. So call me up, 347-215-8667, and ask me how that's being done, guys, and I'll let you know. I'll let you in on some secrets, okay? Right here, Blog Talk Radio, it's your girl, Purpose Vision. Stay right where you are, and I will be right back.
Yo, yo, drop your glasses, shake your asses, face screwed up like you having hot flashes. Which one? Pick one, this one, classic. Red from blind, yeah, bitch, I'm drastic. Why this, why that, lip stop asking. Listen to me, baby, relax and start passing. Expressway, head back, weaving through the traffic. This one strong, should be labeled as a hazard. Some of y'all niggas hot, psych, I'm gassing. Clowns, I spot them and I can't stop laughing. Easy come, easy go, Evie gonna be lasting. Jealousy, let it go, results could be tragic. Some of y'all ain't writing well, too concerned with fashion. None of you ain't Giselle, kept walking, imagine. A lot of y'all Hollywood drama, cast it. Cut bitch camera off, real shit, blast it.
I had to give you my.
Frustration, baby, you got to breathe. Take a lot more than you to get rid of me. You see, I do what they can't do. I just do me. Ain't no stress when it comes to stage. Get what you see. Meet me in the lab, pen and pad. Don't believe. 16 minds, create my own lines. Love for my wordplay, that's hard to find. Sophomore, I ain't scared, one of a kind. All I do is contemplate ways to make your fans mine. Eyes bloodshot, stress and chills up your spine. Sick to your stomach, wishing I wrote your rhyme.
Thanks for listening. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. And guys, we just talked about Method Man. What's up with Red Man, his homie? Hopes to tweak hip-hop with Timbaland and Snoop. As reported, MTV.com, Red Man hasn't released an album in nearly 6 years, but if you ask him, he couldn't be any happier. The New Jersey MC said the rap game has changed drastically since his last album, 2001's Malpractice, from the emergence of the South to the industry's dependence on mixtapes to stay relevant. But Red thinks his new set, Red Gone Wild, the album, which dropped Tuesday on Def Jam, is coming out as just at just the right time for fans looking to really have fun again, something he thinks has been missing the past few years. The business aspect of hip-hop done took over the real cultural side, he told MTV News recently from the W Hotel while promoting the Def Jam Icon video game. I see where Nas was coming from with hip-hop is dead, and I don't think Mother Bleep took him the right way when he said that. I think he meant hip-hop is gone. It's not dead. It just needs a little tweak, a little mix of culture where we making hip-hop albums again instead of singles. Just a little bit of the culture needs to be left, and everybody can agree on that. The new generation is doing their thing, and I got much respect for them, but people are still wanting hip-hop, so why not come out and supply them with the I normally do anyway, Red continued. When you got white people coming up saying, yo, what's going on with the music, then you know something is wrong. Redman definitely still has his sense of humor intact, and Red Gone Wild, he shares his wire of observations alongside collaborators Method Man, Keith Murray, Snoop Dogg, Nate Dogg, and Biz Markie. But more importantly, according to Red, he's featuring his Gilla House crew prominently throughout the project. That's the reason it took him so long to return with the new album, he said. If I was doing another regular Redman album, I probably would have been done by now, but I didn't want to do that, Red explained. I have a crew to introduce now, Gilla House, which consists of my artists. And the reason why I named it Red Gone Wild is because I'm going to be wilding out here when that album comes out. Most Def, but I broke molds from the previous album. I got other producers, Eric Sermon and Rockwilder are always going to be my producers, but I got some others just to test the waters because I'm growing now, and I just want to do it just to see how it is. All right.
Well, that's what's up with Redman, guys, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Purpose Vision. That call-in number is 347-215-8667. You're listening to Mental Note. It's your open discussion on entertainment news, current events, music, movies, fashion, and much, much more. And as I promised, guys, I have a Mountain Wings moment for you this morning. I know normally it's on Sunday mornings is when I do my Mountain Wings because it comes off of airjesus.com, which is an inspirational website that I go to all the time. The Bible's there, sermons are there, you know, just very inspirational stuff. So I'm always telling you guys in all things, make sure that there is peace and love. So I wanted to give you the meaning of peace as it is submitted here on Mental Note, on Mountain Wings. So here we go, the meaning of peace. There was once a king who offered a prize to the artist who could paint the best picture of peace. Many artists tried. The king looked at all the pictures, but there were only two that he really liked, and he had to choose between them. One picture was of a calm lake. The lake was a perfect mirror for the peaceful, towering mountains all around it. Overhead was a blue sky with fluffy white clouds. All who saw this picture thought that it was a perfect picture of peace. The second picture had mountains, too, but these were rugged and bare. Above was an angry sky from which rain fell and in which lightning played. Down the side of the mountain tumbled a foaming waterfall. This did not look peaceful at all. But when the king looked, he saw behind the waterfall a tiny bush growing in a crack in the rock. In the bush, a mother bird had built her nest, a perfect picture of peace. Which of the pictures won the prize? The king chose the second picture. Do you know why? Because, explained the king, peace does not mean to be in a place where there is no noise, trouble, or hard work. Peace means to be in the midst of all things and still be calm in your heart. That is the real meaning of peace. That is the real meaning of peace, guys. All right? You're listening to Mental Note. It's your girl, Purpose Vision, right here on Blog Talk Radio. I do appreciate you listening. And remember, you can always check me out at myspace.com/Purpose Vision. You can always hit me up on the chat Leave messages and comments, please, when you listen to the show. Want to know if you like what you hear. So make sure you leave me a comment or two. That's appreciated. Be sure to tune in each and every morning, 9:30 a.m., until further notice anyway, guys, because the show may change time slots. It may start coming on at 10 o'clock p.m. every day. And remember to catch me at 6:30 tomorrow for the show Purpose Vision, All Things Real Estate, right here on Blog Talk Radio. Again, I do appreciate you listening. And remember, in all things, peace and love. Until we speak again, be safe.
Come on. I used to run bass like Juan Pierre. Now I run the bass, hi-hat, and the snare. I used to bag girls like Kirk and Bag. Now back B.
Boy, you hurting that.
Brooklyn Bay, where the birth be at. Now B, everywhere the nerve of rap. The audacity to have me with some curtains back. Me and B, she about to see him stand back. Nothing after me, no deja vu, just me and my own.